Marina Rabbeinu. I think Rebbe wanted to discuss this topic in light of the upcoming Chasana, so I think we could do the Tanaim here if we want. The two father-in-laws are here, so if we could pull that off. But hey, Mazel Tov to Yudarya and Shifi. Very, very excited. So the Pasuk in the Parsha describes when Eliezer is going to find a wife for Yitzchak. The Pasuk says, Vayusam lefanav lechol, vayomer lo ochal adai devarti devare. I can't eat until I speak my words. Vayomer daber. So he says, Eliezer, go speak. Say your words. So the Farshim try to figure out, what does it mean, lo ochal ad im debarti devar? I can't speak until I can't eat until I speak. What's the need for this? So there's a fascinating Maral Diskin I wanted to go through, but because of timing, I can't. Whole fascinating point about Eliezer being an Eved can be a shliach, and he couldn't be mezamin with them in the Zeman, so he couldn't eat until he knew whether he was going to Ben Chorin. Whole complicated shtickle I'm going to skip because of timing. We're going to jump now to the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi writes that Eliezer was going on the way to be Mekadesh Rivka with the Shlichas as a Shliach for Yitzchak. And the Chasan b'yom Kedushin Aser lo lechel ad achar Kedushin. The Chasan, on the day of his wedding, it's Aser for him to eat until the Kedushin is complete. So that's what Eliezer is saying, that since I'm performing Kedushin on behalf of Yitzchak, there's an Iser Tainis for me. I can't eat. And that's the Kedushas Levi is Mekadesh here with the Shlichas of Eliezer of it. So now this Kedushas Levi is making a number of assumptions. I want to go through the various assumptions to see what the Kedushas Levi is assuming, that he says that there's a tainus that Eliezer is fasting. Firstly, Eliezer wasn't the chasen. He was simply a shliach. Who says there was a Kedushin in the first place? So let's go through one by one and figure out what's going on here. So the Gemara, firstly is, whoever said that there was a real Kedushin here, maybe he was going just to find a appropriate shidduch, a shidduch for Yitzchak, but who said that Eliezer performed Kedushin? So the Maseches Kala tells us, you find this at the end of Maseches of Avodah Zarah, all the Masechtos Ketanos, the small Masechtos. So there the Maseches Kala tells us in the very first halacha, it says, Minayin lebirchas chasanim min haTorah. What's the pasuk that you find in the Torah that you say a bracha for the chasanim? So the Maseches Kala quotes, Shenemar vayivarachu es Rivka. They gave a bracha to Rivka. So this week's parsha, they gave a bracha to Rivka. So we see a concept of birchas chasanim. So there was a kedushin that took place here in this parsha. There was a real kedushin. Now, Tosos in Ksubis, in discussing the source of sheva brachos and requiring a minyan, he quotes this Maseches Kala and says that it's very possible that this is only in a smachta ba'alma. It's not a real source. Maybe it's only in a smachta. Now, if it's only in a smachta, that would seem to indicate that this doesn't necessarily mean that there was real Kedushin. It's just an asmachta. Whoever said that there was Kedushin, who says you can learn Kodem Matan Torah? So according to Tosos, who says it's just an asmachta, it's possible to say that there wasn't Kedushin at all that took place in this parsha.
But was based on that they gave the Kala a bracha?
They gave, exactly. They gave it the Sheva Brachos. They had Sheva Brachos and there was a minyan. So, Pashas is, most say that there, in fact, was Kedushin that took place here. So, let's assume that there was real Kedushin when Eliezer had found Rivka. So, what point in the story did the Kedushin take effect? So, Divrei Yotzev, the Tshuva Divrei Yotzev, explains that there's a machlokas, really. When did the Kedushin take effect? So, according to some, so in fact, the Kedushin took place before Eliezer went back to the house. What does the pasuk say after Rivka gave the water to the Eliezer and gave the water to the camels? The pasuk says, "Vayhi kasher kilu hagamal nishtos." When the camels finished drinking, "Vayhi kacha ish nezem zahav beka ish." The man Eliezer took all the different jewelry, ushnei tzmidim al yadeh, and placed them on her hand. Asar zahav u'mishkalam. So that moment when he gave all the jewelry to Rivka, that was the kedushin. So if Kedushin already happened, so this pasuk that Eliezer didn't eat was after Kedushin took effect. So how come the Kedushas Levi is saying that he fasted on the day of the wedding? The wedding is already over.
But she was a Kana.
So, who says that has any effect on it?
Isn't there, don't you need the decision of her father or her caretaker before?
Okay, that's a good question. So according to some others, the Cheskuni says that wasn't the Kedushin. That was just some nice gifts. It's like giving an engagement ring. That wasn't real Kedushin. The Kedushin didn't take place till later on, after he made the statement. Once he got to the house, it says in Pasuk Nun Gimel, later on it tells us, Vayotze Eved Klei Chesef Uklei Zav Ubegadim Vayitein L'Rivka. There he needed the consent of her father, the Rivka. Umegadaros Nasan Lachia, to her, really her brother, in this case the father died, to her brother and to her mother. So there, that's when the Kedushin took place. So we see that when Eliezer said that he couldn't eat, that he was fasting, it was before the Kedushin. If you assume the Kedushin took place earlier, so then this can't be Peshat in the Kedushin's Levi. So Kedushin's Levi has to be assuming, firstly, that there was a real Kedushin. He has to assume further that Kedushin took place later on in the statement, and that's the reason why Eliezer was fasting, because B'Yom Chupaso. It's Yom Chupaso because he was a shliach of Yitzchak. So now the question becomes, so who says the shliach has to fast? So granted, right now it's the wedding day, and this was before the wedding took place, but who says Eliezer, as the shliach, has to fast? So now we need to get into the reasons. Why did the Chachamim institute a tainus in the first place? What's the reason for such a tainus? So Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in Eben Ezer, Simen Samech Aleph, number 7. V'nogu she'achosen v'akala mis'anim b'yom chupasan. There's a minog, a strong minog, and it's the basis for this minog, that both the chosen and the kala, we'll get to the kala later on, but both the chosen and the kala should be fasting b'yom chupasan, on the day of their chupa. The Gura points to Yushalmi. The Yushalmi of Bikurim is the source for this. So let's learn through this Yushalmi, number 9. The Yushalmi says, Chacham, Chasan, Nasi, and Gedula, all these individuals, a Chacham who gets appointed to a position, a Chasan who gets married, a Nasi who gets appointed, and a Gedula, someone who gets some other appointment, Mechaperes, they get a full Kapara. It's a Yom, these days is a Yom Slicha Mechila for these individuals. How do we know? So a Chacham, Mipnei Seva, talking about Darta Pnei Zaken, it talks about standing up and showing the proper kavod for a Chacham. Maksiv Basre, what does it say? What's the next pasuk after speaking about a Chacham? V'chiyogur etchem ger bartechem lo sonu osam. We actually quoted this pasuk today's Daf Yomi, the very end of Daf Yomi, we quoted this pasuk. So it says, so what's the connection of a ger to a Chacham? So ma hager mochlin lo al kol avonosav. Af Chacham shenismane mochlin lo al kol avonosav. So the hekesh of the psukim is just like a ger shenis gar kekatan shenolodabi. He's a katan that's reborn. All his averes that he did as a guy are all erased and wiped out. So too, through this hekesh, a zaken, a chacham, also when he gets appointed to a position, he is a full mechila. So this is a source of chacham shenismane gets mechila. What about a chasan? So chasan is based on the pasuk later on in the sefer Breishis. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. But yeah, very good. The chasan walks in perfect timing. So we're about to do the tanaim, we said. So vayelech Esav el Yishmael, vayikach es machlas bas Yishmael. So Esav went over to Yishmael and wanted to marry his daughter Machlas. V'chi Machlas Shema, her name's Machlas. That's not her name. Hello, basma Shema. Elishinim chalalo kavanosav. Why her name Machlas? To say that she had a full mechila. Why did she have a full mechila? Because she got married. So since she got married, she had a full mechira. So to the chasan, Esav, who marries her, he also got a full mechila. So later on we'll get to greater details about Esav. Do you need to do tshuva when you do? Did Esav do tshuva? Does the chasan of the day of Yom Chupasan, is that an automatic mechila? Or only if you did tshuva? So was Esav doing tshuva here? What about the kala? So it seems from here that the kala was also getting a kapar. The fact that she was involved in this relationship and her name was Machlas might indicate that a kala also has a din of mechila. But we'll get to that later on. But this is the source that a chasan is a yom chupasan. He gets slicha u'mechila. And just to find the third proof that by a nasi we find also, the pasuk says in Shmuel ben Shana Shal b'malka. Shal was 1 year old when he was a melech. No, he wasn't. He wasn't 1 year old when he was a melech. V'chim ben Shana haya. Was he really 1 year old? Ela shinim chalulo kol avanosav kitinok ben Shana. When Shal was appointed to be melech to be nasi, he was like a 1 year old who has no averos. So these are the three sources that these three individuals and anyone else who gets to a position of authority gets a mechila. And of course, our focus is a chasan b'yom chupasa gets licha mechila because it's a day of Yom Kippur, if you will. Fine, that's the first source, the first reason for why he fasts on the day of his wedding. Now the Beis Shmuel, there in the Simenah, Samach Aleph, and Eben Ezer, he says there's really a second reason as to why a chasan should be fasting on the day of his wedding. So Beis Shmuel writes, number 10, top of page number 3. One reason he quotes Mishum Yom Slicha, like we said before in the Yushalmi. And according to the understanding that's about the Yom Slicha Mechila, Ufizeh, he writes, Roy Lahashlim Hatainis, one should complete the fast. Because the day happens to be, today's my English anniversary. My Hebrew anniversary is another month, but today's my English anniversary, November 24th. So the day, that becomes like a Yom Tov for you. That's a Yom Tov. So if the day of your wedding becomes a Yom Tov, so then you should complete the entire fast, like Yom Kippur. You have to wait until, even though the chuppah might be earlier. You have to get early in the day. Once went to a wedding at 11:30 in the morning. So we have to continue to fast even after the chuppah, because that day is a Yom Kippur for you. It's the whole Yom Chuppason. You have to do a complete tainus. But, says the Beis Shmuel, there's a second reason. Shema yishnakru v'lo yedaitam yushavis. Perhaps you might get drunk, and you're not going to be able to focus, and the kiddushin will be tos. You need to have das. When you're doing kiddushin or any other mitzvah, you can't be a shikr. So they said, don't eat anything lest you become drunk. So according to this, says the Beis Shmuel, ein tzarech lashem, you don't have to complete the fast. The moment the chuppah is done, the kedushin and the nesun are complete, so the mitzvah is done, and now go have a good time. You could get drunk if you'd like. And you don't have to mashim. It's not a din of the day. The din is just a really practical advice, so that the kedushin follows through. Now the truth is, in light of this, unfortunately, there's some poskim who have used this as a heter to allow Kohanim who got divorced to marry a Grusha. They said because this Grusha at her first wedding, Mistama, her husband was drunk. So therefore is a Kedushin Batos, so therefore she's not really a Grusha and you can marry her. This is such a claim that some folks can use. But this is a concern though, really, lechachila. A person shouldn't drink anything because if he's a shikr during the Kedushin, it's going to be possibly a possible Kedushin. Okay. So there are a number of nafkaminas, whether it's about why do you fast. Is it because it's slicha mechila, or is it because you might get drunk? So the first nafkamina we saw is, do you have to complete the fast? That was the first nafkamina. The second nafkamina, there's a number of them, we'll go through a bunch of them. The end of this Beis Shmuel, number 10, he says, im ha'av mekabel ha'kedushin. Let's say the father is accepting the kedushin b'shvil bito ha'ketana. He's accepting the kedushin, we know that's one of the rights that the fathers have, to accept the bito ha'ketana, kedushin of his daughter. Tzarechu lis'anos l'fi tamzeh. So does he have to fast? The father is doing the kedushin for his daughter. This is the same thing when it comes to a shliach. A shliach is doing kedushin for some other person. Do they have to fast or not? So he says, according to the tamzeh of becoming drunk, so the one who's doing the ma'isa kedushin can't be drunk. So the father can't be drunk. The shliach can't be drunk. So this would explain perhaps why Eliezer didn't eat, because he couldn't be drunk. He was doing the kedushin. But if you assume the reason is because it's a Yom Slicha Mechila for the person getting married, that's only for the Chasan, that's only for Yitzchak Avinu, that's only for the Bito Katana. But if it's about Slicha Mechila, the Shliach doesn't get a Slicha Mechila. That'd be great if a Shliach could get Slicha Mechila, but it's not that way. It's only the Chasan, only Esav who got married to Machlas and Basmas, only he got the Slicha Mechila, only the one who's the Chasan and the Kala. But a Shliach doesn't. So this is yet another Nafkamina. Does the Shliach have to fast?
Does it seem like from Yerushalmi that learned out as a writer from the Pasuk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a Svara, it's just that we see that a Chasan is more fond of Vono. So.
No, so in a Hanami, but it's because the idea, if it's about Slichel Mechila, we could start using that Svara to explain different things. So the Shliach isn't going to get a Slichel Mechila, he wasn't the Chasan of that Pasuk. Okay.
Can you explain again how we get drunk and eating to equal each other?
If you eat food, if you're allowed to eat anything, it might lead to a person drinking alcohol and then becoming drunk. So therefore, avoid eating any food lest you come to take out the beer and the wine from your cabinet and start getting drunk. So stay away from all types of foods and drinks. Now, at the same time, you could raise the same question. So when it comes to the shliach's perspective, so we have a machlokas. If it's about tainus, about mechila, he shouldn't fast. If it's about getting drunk, then he should fast. What about the mishalech, the chasen akala who is getting married but not doing the actual maisa? So do they have to fast or not? So if it's about slicha mechila, so then they should, because even though they're not doing the maisa kedushin, they're getting the slicha mechila, so they should be fasting. But if it's about the one performing, so it's possible that they don't have to pay attention, they're not doing the maisa kedushin. So if she's back home and the father is doing the shliach, or the Yitzchak Avinu is back home in the Ohel, and Eliezer is doing the Shlichus, so then it's possible Yitzchak wouldn't have to fast because he would be able to drink. He's not doing this Maisa Kedushin. Now, the Magen Avraham writes, and not so obviously relevant nowadays, we don't marry off Bito Katanas, but he says, if it's a Bito Katana, the Bas Katana sent her husband, her father to do the Shlichus. So we said she should have to fast if it's about Slicha Mechila. If it's about becoming a shikr, she doesn't have to fast. But the Magen Avraham points out, even if it's about Slicha Mechila, the Bita Katana doesn't have to fast because she doesn't have any Averos. She's a Katana. So according to all opinions, everyone would agree a Bita Katana would not have to fast, whether it's about Slicha Mechila because she has no Averos. If it's about shikr, she's not doing the Maisa Kedushim, so she would be exempt from fasting as well.
What's the issue of the different ages? Because we just had like a one-year-old. What's a one-year-old? Obviously, it's not going to be necessarily a one-year-old.
Yeah, so I'm not sure why the Yushalmi, the Pasuk describes Shel as a one-year-old as opposed to a three-year-old, let's say. I'm not sure. I don't know why. Okay, let's jump down to number 14 now. Number 14, the Minchas Asher raised the question. He says, there's a big kasha in Eliezer. He says he couldn't, on this really Kedushas Levi, that he says that he couldn't eat because he was fasting beyond Chupasa. So he asked the question, wasn't Eliezer drinking earlier in that day? He drank water. He came to the well and Rivka gave him all the water. So he already broke the fast. So how does that help with anything? So it's a good kasha, and Minchas Asher therefore brings another explanation as to why Eliezer, he quoted Maro Diskin as to why Eliezer was fasting. Not because of the Yom Chupasa. But in the Chafetz Chaim Sharon explains that no, the pshat is, we said earlier, why is it true, why was Eliezer fasting? It wasn't fasting because Slicha Mechila, because he wasn't a chassan. He was fasting lest he become drunk. So he says, if he became drunk, so then he says, again, this is a chiddush, that drinking water will not lead to drinking alcohol. So it's a big chiddush. That's not necessarily the case, but he thought water would be okay. It's like drinking before davening, you're allowed to drink water before davening. So we have such other examples where you could drink water even though you can't eat other things. Sometimes we say you can't even drink water. Let's say you've davened shacharis on Shabbos morning, you didn't say kiddush yet, then you can't even drink water. So some instances we say you can't have anything, even water. And sometimes you say you can have water, but nothing else. So the explanation is that Eliezer was able to have water even though it was a fast day for him. It wasn't really a fast day for him. It was just lest he become drunk. So water is okay. Now, a simple understanding would be is because he was thirsty. He was in the midbar and he needed to drink. It was a pikuach nefesh, perhaps. That's why he drank water. So he drank water because he needed to live. But the rest of the day doesn't mean he should continue to eat and enjoy the rest of the day. He still had to perform the kedushin later on. That's, I think, another answer as to why he drank water in the morning, even though he was being noheg, a tainus, on that day.
Do we ever see what that we're concerned that somebody will get drunk so they have to fast? Because a lot of times people, nazir, whatever, they're not supposed to drink wine, but we don't tell them to fast.
Right, it's correct. I'm not familiar with other cases where we find this, that we say not to eat lest he become get drunk, but I'm sure there might be others. I'm not sure. Yes.
Maybe you could say about Eliezer that his drinking wasn't breaking his fast because it was part of the etzem shlichus, because Avram said to him that when you go look for the girl that says, I'm going to give you and your camels to drink, that's going to be the girl for Yitzchak. So it wasn't taking away from, even if you said it was like, you know, depends how you say whether shlichus kamosa, like how shlichus actually works, but even the drinking you would say was just an essential part of the shlichus as opposed to being something outside of the maestro that he was doing.
So I see that being as part of the shlichus, but in the end of the day, from a perspective, from the tiniest perspective, it's not tiniest, he still broke the tiniest. Even though that was part of the shlichus, it still was against the tainus.
Right, but I don't know how the shlichus, you know, you could say that would relate back. Even though we say shlichus shalom kamosa, like how could you possibly say that the shaliach has to fast like it in terms of just how shlichus works?
What we're saying is about becoming drunk. So if it's about becoming drunk, so then he has to avoid all eating and drinking.
Even drinking wouldn't stare from the das because he would, that was keeping him mamish in the.
That was keeping him focused. Since that was the focus, that's a point.
Find the girl that's going to tell you. I'm going to give you to drink in your camel. Right. That was his focus.
I hear that.
Eliezer said, the one who says. One who says, you drink, and your camels will drink.
Right.
But they didn't necessarily have to drink. It was right. One who, as you just said.
One who offered. So that he still could fulfill the shlichas without actually breaking the fast.
It's still hard, the eating, you know, is going to come to drink. I would say faker, I'd say if you're not eating, and then you have a l'chaim, then you have more of a chance of, you know, being a shtickle or shikr because you have empty stomach.
Right, but if you say don't eat anything at all, and don't drink anything, so they won't even lead to that. So, okay. Plus, their alcohol is much stronger than our alcohol nowadays. Okay. Let's go jump down to number 16, Prima Gadim, who speaks about a few other nafkaminas. Prima Gadim writes, "Ubiyomim she'ein misane." There's certain days, of course, you can't fast. Let's say it's a Rosh Chodesh, you're getting married, so you can't fast. So then, what's the halacha? So how's the chasid? There's no fasting to do. So he, of course, there's no fasting, no matter how you slice it. But hachasan mikol makam yir shelo yishtakim mitam kedushin. He should still make sure, even though he's allowed to eat, he shouldn't drink any alcohol, of course. That's an obvious point. Then he writes, what about an almon va'almana? Two people in a second marriage. Do they have to, is there a din of them fasting on this day of their second marriage? So writes the Prima Gadim, Almon v'almana mis'anim b'yom chupas. When they are supposed to fast on their day of their wedding, af l'tam mechias avonos, even according to your understanding of mechias avonos, v'yaf sheyesh lo isha b'makom shenosim b'esh nashim, even if it's a place where you can marry multiple wives. The guy already is married once. He's marrying a second wife now. You still have the din of mechias avonos. If it's about becoming drunk, so if pashit, he can't drink. But if it's about mechilas avonos, even then, says the Prima Gadim, that still is considered slicha mechila. And they bring a raya because Esav had many wives. He had many wives. So he married another wife. And still, that's the source of slicha mechila. So to anybody else, an almon v'almano, or a person marrying a second wife, all those would be situations where he would get a slicha u'mechila and should fast as well. What about a kala? So Prima Gadim writes to the end of page number 3, Hakala, Hachasim Hakala, Kala also is Masanin, the Kala also has to fast. But some say, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that Kala fasts, some say, Yesh Lomar, Hi Mishum Kedushin Lo Mechias Avon, the Yesh Lomar Hu Denitzal Mechait. Possibly only the man is being protected from sin. We're more concerned with men and violating Averos than we are from women. So it's possible if it's about Mechilas Avonos, maybe only the men are subject and require that Mechila as opposed to the women. But we normally assume that the kalas should be fasting as well, because Eliyahu Rabba brings a raya, because what's the source that we know that a chassan and kala get slicha mechila? It's a machlas. She was the girl. Her namesake was the source of slicha mechila. So we see that she has the kala. She was the source of the mechila. So in general, kalas should fast as well. Okay.
Is this minhag covered, held by everybody, Ashkenazim, Sephardim, across the board?
So, no. Sephardim, I believe, do not. No. Sephardim do not, right? Sephardim do not.
What's the point? What's the fetish of multiple wives versus an almond or almana?
I guess the point might be that there's this maral that they explain the deeper understanding of why a chassan gets a slicha mechila, because he's a half a man. Until he marries his second half, now he's complete. So let's say a person already has a wife, so he's already complete. So the fact that he adds on another few arms, if you will, himself, it's nothing new. He's already a complete body, so maybe it wouldn't be enough it's not a slicha mechila. But if he gets divorced or widowed and remarried, so then he loses his half, now he gains another half, so then he would be subject, in theory, to that slicha mechila as well.
Okay, so that would be a chiddush only for the one who married.
I think so, yeah. I think so. Okay.
Yoni.
Yeah.
You're learning that the slit of the kala from Machlas? Is that what
it is? Yeah.
And you're seeing that in the Yerushalmi?
The Yerushalmi doesn't say that, but that's what I think it was Rav Shlomo Kluger, I think, brought this as a raya. I didn't read it inside, but he brings this as a raya. Let's see if I can find this quickly.
It looks like that Machlas, it says, Yevachi Machlas Shemava Raif Alabasmas, Shenimchul Lo Kalavano Avanos.
Correct.
He is the one.
Right. No,
so you would think that through his Kedushin, she's just the Kli, as the Makabel, that through her, the Chasin's getting the Mechil. Like we say, you know, Ein Melech Below Am.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a Chasin without a Kala.
You're right.
So it seems like the only role she's serving here is to give Mechila to the Chasin.
Right, so I think you're right. It's very meduk in the Yishalmi that's low, Nimchul Lo, that he gets it, and she's just the vehicle for that. But here, later on, I'm trying to find the case here. Either Eliyahu Rabba or the Yechus Elif Lecha quotes this as a raya, that she, hence her name is Machla. Why do we call her Machla? Why do we call Esav Machlas or something? To tell us that she also gets Mechila. Try to find the line, 1 second. Well, one of the Achorim here quote that as a raya. But I think you're right. From reading Yerushalmi very literally, it says, Allah, he gets the mechila, not her. But that's a machlokas, whether she has the mechila, whether she needs the slicha mechila or not. But certainly Shulchan Aruch says, both the chasen v'kala misanin, b'yom chupasim. Okay. Now, the question I raised before is, so now that we've established, assuming the day of the wedding is a Yom Chupason, it's really a day of Tainitz, it's a day of Slich Mechila, does one have to do tshuva, or it comes automatically? Does the Slich Mechila come just by you getting married, it just comes right away, or do you have to do some level of tshuva? So, the discussion in the Achronim here, and the Achronim write, it's a beautiful sefer, thank you to Rav Weinberg, and the Shari Nisun has a number of interesting Marmar Komos here. So you quote some tshuvas here that say that from Rav Fisher here, Shemochlin l'chasen avonosav afilu below tshuva. How does he know this? That a chasen gets automatic slicha mechila without having to do anything, without any tshuva. How does he know this? Because hare yalfina, what's the source? We learn from Esav, Shevadai lo'asa tshuva. Esav certainly did not do tshuva, yet he was granted slicha mechila. So to any other chasan and kala would get slicha mechila without having to do any tshuva. But he writes later on here, that's not so clear, because the Ramban writes in Parshas Vayishlach that even though Esav didn't do tshuva mamish, still he wanted to, he had intent to do, he wanted to be misgayer. He wanted to. And for his level, that was some level of tshuva. And each person has a level of tshuva that they have to do, whatever effort you need to put in. So even though Esav wasn't successful, but he still attempted, he thought, he attempted to. So that's enough of a hishalas to be granted slicha u'mechila.
In which,
I'm not sure the exact pasuk, I don't know. So in which case, he says that so too, we also, if a chasan and a kala want to get slicha mechila, it's not enough just to walk down the chuppah. There has to be some element of tshuva on their part as well, and to whatever level they're up to do that amount of tshuva. And that's why, of course, it's brought down in Pesach tshuva, and the minhag is to say Vido Yom Kippurim in the mincha for the chasan and kala, because for them, that's their tshuva, that's their vidoy, in order for the slicha u'mechila to be granted. Now let's extend this even a little bit further, that not only do the chasan and kala get this idea of slicha u'mechila, but it's very possible all those who are participating in the simcha also might have a certain chelak in the slicha u'mechila. So Shura has a wonderful piece here. He talks about this nusach of the Sheva Brachos. And the pasuk said, the bracha says, Sameach tisamach reim v'ahuvim, k'samecha v'yitzircha b'gan Edom mikedem. And talking about all the simcha when we were created in Gan Edom, and Ashebara, chosen v'kala. So why are we talking about the creation of a chosen and kala? They were born 23 years ago. They weren't born today on Yom Chupason. So he explains that, which is an obvious point in light of everything we're saying now, that in the day of the chuppah, the chasan and kala are zochin l'nikiyas mechet kadam arishon kod mechet. The slicha mechila they're getting, the chasan and kala, is the cleansing, the purification that adam arishon had kod mechet, began Eden. And that's what we say, asher bara shenivra bria chadasha, that they're being recreated, they're being reborn now. And b'shah sheholchim l'chuppah zochin liyos nivra mechadash, and they're being born again. Asher bara chasan v'kala, that we are creating the chasan v'kala. They are new now. They're new people. And he explains further the chet of Adam Arishon. There was a klal of atzvus. Right when Adam was sent out of when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and when he was sent out of Gan Eden, he was sad. He was depressed. He lost all the simcha. And we know that when a person sins, he has this atvus, he has this depression, he feels guilty, he feels down. In order for the chasan to have simcha, he needs to be clean of chait, because so long as the chasan and kala are involved in chait, so then they feel down and depressed. They can't get to that point, that level of simcha. So therefore, we say, Sameach tesamach. What's the simcha? The simcha is the matana, the tremendous matana Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us, that we, the chasan kala, have the ability to be mochel, to be nimchal, all our slich, all our veros. And we're zoche to that nikiyas achet, to be cleansed from all our sins. And that's what means, k'samecha yitzircha began edem mikedem. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us this great matana, that we get a complete slicha u'mechila. And through this slicha u'mechila, we get rid of all the atzvah, so all the sadness, all the depression. Once the chasan kala are removed from all that chet, all that sadness, that brings us to a whole nother level of simcha. That's what means, kisamechecha yitzircha. We're happy like the times we were created, began Eden mikedem. We're like Adam Arishon, kodem achet. So then he adds, this is what's shaychas for all of us here, other than Yehuda Ari, but the rest of us, we're not the chasanim here. Sameach tesamach, why mean sameach tesamach? What's the double lashon? He suggests, or sure suggests, maybe it's shalom rak she'adam b'simcha, Not only that, the person himself gets a simcha. Rak sheyachol lahachni simcha gam b'achirim, that he's able to bring simcha to the rest of us. What does simcha mean for the rest of us? Says the Machne Ephraim, she'achosen mevi mechila l'gam l'shoshvinim. He brings mechila to not only him, but to the entire wedding party, to everyone who's there at the ceremony, to the father's father-in-laws, to everybody who's there, to all the friends and family. We all get this simcha. We all get that slicha u'mechila. So Mircha Hashem, we should be zocha. We're looking forward to the chasana in a week and a half. We should be zocha to that day. Slicha u'mechila. Mazel tov. Have a wonderful day.
Amen.